tired of telling yourself, tomorrow, things will be different, only to find yourself trapped in the same patterns of binge eating, people pleasing, or just constant stress? Well, that ends now. Welcome to Ditch the Binge. I'm Renee Sager. And on this show, I'm going to teach you the tools you need to pick up sanity around food, the mindset shifts for unbreakable self-respect, and the guts to be unapologetically yourself. Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome back. All right, you may probably, very likely, notice, like, what? Another podcast change? What is going on? Why? Well, maybe you're not like thinking about it that much, but either way, I wanted to take a moment to explain the reason behind changing the podcast because I don't know. I feel like you might be curious and you might want to know. And I think that there is a valuable lesson in this as well. So I was at Ditch the Binge for a couple of years. And with expanding my brand and the photo shoot that I did and just kind of wanting to go into the confidence world as well, I decided to rebrand the podcast and lean into the ballsy broad thing, right? Which is kind of my shtick. It's kind of my thing. And I just love those words. I love being a ballsy broad. I just think it's so fun. It's very on brand for me. From a business and marketing standpoint, when people say clear over clever, this is what they mean. I noticed that my podcast downloads were dropping a little bit. And what I ended up doing was creating the Ditch the Binge podcast again because I didn't want anyone to steal that name. So I started it again and I just pulled some of the old episodes and re-uploaded them to iTunes so that it was there. And what ended up happening was people were finding me through that podcast, reaching out to me, and I was redirecting them to the Ballsy Broadcast. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And I was like, start at one. You're going to get the most out of it. And ultimately, they ended up becoming clients. Now, I was very attached to the Ballsy Broadcast. I love the name. I think it's fun. I think it very well explains what I do, but obviously not that well because of what I'm talking about. But my audience, individuals searching for support around binge eating, food, body stuff, they're not searching ballsy broads. They don't even know what that means, right? So I decided to go back to Ditch the Binge because when new individuals are looking for me or looking for help around food and body stuff, they often go to their podcast and search binge eating. And because binge is in the title of Ditch the Binge, that's what they find. Now, if you've been around here for a minute, if you're a past client of mine, or if you're someone that maybe isn't in the food stuff so much, but you're here because I talk about way more than just the food, you know that it's not just about the food. You came here for the binge eating, emotional eating, food obsession, body image stuff. But as I just said, so much of what I talk about is about honestly changing the relationship to yourself. It's about speaking up. It's about going after what you want, right? Because the food is the symptom. And the food is, in fact, the smallest part that we focus on when we work together. When I work with individuals around binge eating, body image stuff, it's easy to think like, okay, are you going to tell me what to eat? How am I going to know what to eat? And you get really wrapped up in that, which is likely a routine that you've been in, which is just like this puzzle of rearranging your food for God only knows how many years or decades. And that's not what I'm about. Like if a meal plan were out there that would resolve your food issues, you would have found it. But again, from the searchability standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, from an SEO standpoint, Ditch the Binge just makes sense. So while I'm attached to the Ballsy Broadcast, while I love Ballsy Broads, I had to take a step back and look at the data. I had to take a step back and look at because I'm a business, right? This isn't for fun. I mean, it is fun, but it's not just for fun. It is how I pay the bills. It is my job. It is my career. This is it. And so I need to be able to look unattached at the data, at the information, and see what makes sense. I need to be able to check my own ego to let go of what's not working, even if I really like it. Now, I think the ballsy broadcast, I'm not done with it. Y'all, if you're like, oh my God, she just sold merch. There's still another week to get merch, by the way. She's selling merch, ballsy broads. What is this? Is it going away? Absolutely not. No way. No chance. I am in on that. I am all in on that. Ballsy is it. I'm going to get it tattooed across my upper back and lower back. I'm not. I have zero tattoos. But it's not going anywhere. But I needed to let go of that to ultimately move me into what I want for myself, which is a thriving, successful business, which is being able to help women that are at the point of like, my food sucks. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm tired of all of this. How do I get out of these routines? How do I get out of these patterns and behaviors? Me having my podcast as the Ballsy Broadcast is doing a disservice to them, and it's hurting me and my business. So I didn't really have to swallow too much of my pride because while I'm attached to it and I love it, I'm not like, oh my God, this is a failure. I'm just like, this just makes sense. This just makes sense from a business standpoint to make this change. So here we are. I'm letting go and I'm embracing Ditch the Binge Again, which is a great name. I love that too. And for those of you that have been here and you're moved past the food some, well, you should be working with me one-on-one if you're like, okay, I'm past the food. What else can we do? I mean, and that's too what I want to bring up is that I have Ditch the Binge and Ballsy. So there are two different ways to work with me. If your food sucks and you're all over the place, you're binging, you're obsessing, you're tracking, weighing, measuring, it's just like insanity. It's a full-time job. Get in Ditch the Binge. We're going to resolve that. I guarantee you. I guarantee it. Like I just guarantee. I've done it for so long. I'm so good at it. I promise you will not be struggling with your food stuff forever in the way that you are right now or the way that you think it has to be. Two, you've moved past the food stuff. You're like, it's not really consuming me the way that it was. It's like pretty easy for the most part. I mean, yeah, I like still think about it and like whatever, but like I'm past that. But I'm stuck on these new things. Like I really want to show up differently in my career. I really want to start my own business. I really want to stop feeling like I'm not enough. I really want to make these changes. Then Ballsy is where you belong. Okay. So that was a little bit of a scattered way to explain why I decided to change the podcast back to Ditch the Binge. But I also wanted to share this with you because how many things, how many times, what are the instances in your life where you're clinging to something that just simply isn't working? You're trying to force it. You're trying to force your relationship. You're trying to force your body. You're trying to force your career. You're trying to force your happiness. And it's just not working. What is the fear of letting it go? Now, from a food standpoint, I tried. When I say I tried, I mean I tried to get my food under control. Now, I would say about half the people when they find me to work together, they're not in the place that I was with binge eating and just absolute chaos. But about half of you are. And that's fine. I can help both of you. It doesn't matter. But when I was like really in my food and I could not go a day without binge eating. I just couldn't. Maybe at like when the stars aligned and Mercury was in retrograde and everything was in perfect unison, I could get like 3 or 4 days, but that was it. The other shoe would always drop and it was exhausting. And I would try leaving my phone at home or my debit card at home. I would try, it was when I was single, I would try going on dates because I was like, okay, if I'm with someone, then I won't. So I'm just going to like try and go on these dates. Or I would go to AA meetings, or I would anything. I tried everything you can think of to escape that, to just have a day where it wasn't all consuming, because I was so tired. I was so tired of it. But I wouldn't let go of trying to control it. I couldn't. I was like, no, I got to weigh and measure. I need the lowest calorie bread. I need the lowest grams of carbs. I need the lowest fat thing. I need to do the workout. I have to, like, I kept doing all of the things that were not working at all. But I was so scared that if I didn't have those things in place, that I would never stop eating. I would never want to work out. And I would just gain weight until I couldn't leave the house anymore. That was my fear. That was my genuine thought. It's like, well, this, I'm just going to die in my house eating cereal and whatever. This is it. We have to look at what's not working and be ballsy enough to walk away from it. Whether it's a career, whether it's drinking, whether it's your food, whether it's a friendship. Like, I've talked about that a few times on this show too, where, you know, I tried and tried and tried to shove myself in these friendships, in these circles of women that, like, I felt like I just felt like a puppy nobody wanted, and just like kept kicking out, like, ew, gross. Eh. Like, I couldn't get in. But I kept fighting. I kept struggling. I kept trying to strong arm my way in there. And so I stopped. I was like, this is just not worth it. Like, I just do not want to keep doing this anymore. And that goes against every grain of my being to just stop. I don't just stop. You probably don't either. Because you know what I know about binge eaters, bulimics, emotional eaters, all or nothing thinkers? You are badass motherfuckers. And you have drive, tenacity, resiliency, and a hardcore work ethic. And you don't just walk away. You too go until you're bloodied and battered and just barely hanging on. And that's a skill that we want to keep for certain areas. But there are certain points when we just have to take a step back and ask ourselves, is this still worth it? Is this still worth it? You know, that may be where you got to in your relationship with food, where you're like, I am so tired. I can't keep doing this. It's just not worth it anymore. And while it feels defeating, it feels like you've lost. What you have no idea is that the best stuff is about to happen, because the food is a distraction telling you that your life isn't on track. I promise you that. The emotional eating, the binge eating, the obsessing, it is an alarm bell telling you this isn't it. We don't want to go a million miles an hour. We don't want to be in this career. We don't want to be in these relationships. We don't want to be doing these things. But instead of listening, instead of asking yourself what you really want, you're like, no, 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 shut up. Shove it down. We're going to take care of this after 8 p.m. with cookies and chocolate on the couch, okay? Just keep pushing your way through. But you get to that point when you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. This is not making sense. And it's not a moral failing. It's not that you are not good enough. You are not adequate. It's that you want better. You're just trying the wrong way to get there. And when we can remove our value as a human being from these changes, that is when you get to happiness and your version of success so much faster. You know, one thing that I've heard from a couple different, it's interesting. Like, I have some people that are like, I want to start my business. I want to do this. I want to do that. And other people are like, oh my God, can I just like freaking go to work? Do I have to build an empire? And the answer is totally up to you. But our discomfort, our stress, our anxiety comes from trying to become something or someone else. If you want to start your own business and do your own thing, by God, I hope you do it. And if you don't, if you're in a job that you love and you're like, I just like want to walk my dog on the weekends and like have some nice cups of coffee and things, that's enough. You don't have to do anything more than what you want to do. The thing you do need to do, though, is to let go of other people's expectations. So much of our fear around change is, what are they going to think? I had a little bit of that with this podcast. Oh my gosh, are people going to take me seriously? Are they going to trust me? I mean, this is the third or fourth time I've changed. I don't know. So what am I going to do? Am I going to stay with a podcast title that I think maybe isn't performing as well as it could be because I'm fearful of what other people might think? Those people that are going to judge me for this are probably never going to work with me. So bye. Like, truly, I mean, I love you, but like, if you don't give me the grace to change because I need to, like, those aren't the people we want in our lives, right? Do you feel good about your change? Do you feel good about the job you're in, the career you're chasing, the person you're in a relationship with, the way that you live, the way that you eat, the way that you work out? That's all that matters. Because I can almost guarantee you there will be individuals out there that are like, oh my God, she changed her podcast again. Like, can you believe it? It's fine. Like, I always say, like, give them something to talk about. I mean, it's good. It's like all press is good press, right? At least people are talking about me. And like, I think it's more respectful. I think it's more admirable. I'm just probably saying this because I'm doing it, but I do, to see people leave things that aren't working to go after what they do want. To make that pivot. To let go. To burn it all down if you need. Like, so many of us are scared to start because what are they going to think? Baby girl, they're going to think whatever they want. Okay, they're going to think all the things. I never actually say baby girl. I don't know why that came out my mouth. We're just going to keep going with it. But people are going to think whatever about whatever you choose. What can you go to sleep at night doing and loving? That's what you need to focus on. What quiets your inner anxiety? That's the thing. That's what we really need to look at. Like, what makes your insides calm? You know, this is true even with people you follow on Instagram. We may think they're inspiring us. We're like, oh my God, I follow her because she's so inspirational. Great. We need that. We need people that push what our brains can currently think, see, do, believe. We need that. But there are other people that you follow that you think may be inspiring you, but in reality, you're like, I am never going to be like that. How does she do this? How does she keep, I mean, how does she have this many followers? How does she have time for all these hobbies? How does she have so many friends? How does she have time to cook all of her food from scratch and have her own garden? And blah, 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 blah. Those are the people that are like an alarm bell to your central nervous system, and you should probably unfollow them. Right? If it's not working for you, what are you doing? Why are you spending any of your energy on that? You know, if it's challenging you and making you think differently and stretching you into a better person, that's one thing. If it's making you want to shrivel back and die, that's another. So that's why I changed the podcast. And I hope that you have the balls to make the change that you need to, whatever it is, the conversation that you need to have, the job you need to stop or start, the expectations you need to drop or pick up, whatever. Like, make the change. Because your life does depend on it. Your happiness does depend on it. The worst thing we can do is live our life for other people. All right, my friends, thank you so much for being here. I'll be back next week. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode and you're interested in learning the different ways we can work together, be sure to check out reneesager.com or give me a follow over on Instagram at reneesager. Slide into those DMs. I love getting to chat with you. And if you haven't, I would greatly appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you listen to it on. All right. Thanks for being here and stay ballsy.